Good afternoon. Happy Day of Atonement. Welcome to those who are on our webcast. Welcome. We have a full house today. It's exciting. The Day of Atonement is actually becoming one of my favorite feast days, believe it or not. And I'll explain a little bit why here, hopefully in this short message. We've been going through the beginning of the Bible with Edie and Harry. We're not very far. Got to Cain and Abel. But it's, you got to take your time with kids. But it doesn't take long before sin enters our world. It doesn't take long at all. You know, we're Cain and Abel, so things progress pretty quickly as far as sin goes. Man has been on a detour from God's way of life since the Garden of Eden. A detour from God's way of life. You know, but that didn't thwart God's plan. He decided he was going to work with a family at that point. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, names that we're very familiar with. God ends up working with Israel to bring the people back to him. He wanted to use them as an example on how to live a godly life. Well, that's not what happened either. They were susceptible to sin as well. The story wasn't that simple. The nation of Israel, too, ventured off into sins that really, when it comes down to it, rivaled the sins of the nations around them. Some very terrible sins happened in Israel. God's plan still was not thwarted. God sent his son to die and cover our sins. Those who God is working with, who have accepted his sacrifice, now he's working with a small group of people. A small group of people. Not everyone out there is called to understand the truth of the Bible. After the tribulation happens at the end of the age, those who survived wouldn't necessarily have repented yet. So something still has to happen. God often told Israel, if you just return to me, I will forgive you. Just return to me. If you would just repent from your ways, I will accept you back. Return to me, he would say. God's plan for humanity is for more than just one family, the family of Israel. It's for all of mankind. And God's plan for mankind includes a beautiful return to him through atonement. Why is atonement needed? Well, let's jump into Isaiah real quick. Let's jump into the Word. Isaiah 59. God has a plan for not just us sitting in this room, not just for the nation of Israel, but for all of mankind. It's a beautiful return to him. Isaiah 59, verse 2, but your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Right now there is a huge void between man and God. Sin separates. It divides. What's interesting, verse 1 says, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. God has a plan for all of mankind. His hand isn't shortened. We're not failing in the gospel message. God has a specific plan in what he's doing. And it's not just for us in the room, it's for all of mankind. You know, prophetically speaking, the saints at this point, if we think about what atonement means and the removal of Satan, the saints will have been changed into spirit beings. This day of atonement, it's for those people who are still there, those humans that are still there. Atonement, if you look up the definition, it's not a word we use every day, but it's reparation for wrongdoing or injury. That's what God has in store for all of mankind. God will need to bring the people back from their sinful journey, a journey that has been full of pain, confusion, calamity. This detour that started in the Garden of Eden, it's led them pretty far away, hasn't it? It's led all of us, all of mankind, far away from God. Let's go to the book of Romans. I've heard this scripture read a lot in the last few months because this is one of the scriptures that Mr. McNeely reads when we're on the Beyond Today live events. But the journey away from God has led us quite a bit away. Romans chapter 1. And verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Verse 24, therefore God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie. This is where we find ourselves in the world today. We find ourselves in a world that has rejected God. We don't want you a part of our lives. We just want to live, do our thing, you do your thing. Our world has willingly kicked God out of their lives. But we see in our world a world that is a mix of good and evil, but with really no discernment between the two, wouldn't you say? God has given us his spirit to be able to discern what his truth is. We know his truth. But we have to be careful with that sometimes, because I think that sometimes it can make us feel, you know, sort of self-righteous. Well, I know the truth. Isn't it so easy to see? Growing up, I know I would hear people refer to those in the world who don't understand the truth, you know, oh, they're pagans. Well, we see that God has not called everyone. He has a plan. It's all part of his plan. His plan is for all of mankind. God's plan is for everyone, even those who are blinded today. At this point in the prophetic timeline, you know, we see, we come out of the tribulation, you know, God's judgment had just rained down on this earth. People are going to need mercy. People are going to need love for those survivors. But they won't still be ready to receive God just yet, because that's when God will do something very merciful for all of those, and that's when he's going to remove Satan, the one who causes the blindness. He will cast them out, and then he will be able to bring the people back to him. You know, I want to take a little sidestep for the young people in our church. You're growing up in a world that is more and more rejecting God, as you see in your school, and you see on TV, you know, people rejecting God, that there is a God. They'll see calamities in the world and they'll say, well, where is God? If there is a God, well, where is he? Surely he's not merciful if there is one. Be confident in the scriptures. This day of atonement, this day is a day of mercy that God has for all of mankind. All the tragedies in the world, you know, Satan has blinded so much that Christianity can't answer some of the tough questions out there. But you can. You can, because you know the whole plan of God through his holy days. Why doesn't God intervene? People have pushed him out right now. He's waiting for the right time. He is merciful. He will bring it. He will bring his kingdom back, and he will remove Satan when it is the right timing. The scripture in Romans explains what's going on, that people have rejected God. God's plan of salvation is revealed through his feast days that we're celebrating. And this is one of my favorites, because the blinders will be removed from people who are blind and confused, and they don't know why. That is an act of mercy. That is an act of love that our Father does. This Day of Atonement is a day of mercy, when God finally removes the blindfolds so that humanity can come back to him. Again, atonement, just the simple definition. It's a reparation of wrongdoing or injury. He's going to remove the void between himself and mankind. It's God who makes that move. 2 Peter 3:9, we're comforted in the words for this world that says that God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And this day represents that. Let's go back to the book of Joel. It's one of the little ones, Joel 2. Page 801 in my Bible. Hopefully that'll help you find it. Joel 2. Now this is, we're going to start right after a little bit of an explanation of the day of the Lord happens. Now Joel is speaking to Judah, but let's think about this in a bigger term, because God has a plan for all of mankind. Because it says, therefore, verse 12, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And he relents from doing harm. This Day of Atonement marks when humanity will have the chance to come back to God. It's a day of repairing relationships, the most important relationship, that with our Heavenly Father. We're celebrating this day, a future event that shows God's kindness and love to humanity. Those hunger pangs that you feel is a reminder of our need for God. It's also a reminder for the need that all of mankind needs for God. Everyone needs a relationship with our Father, and God has a plan for that. He's going to remove the cause of blindness so that people can return to Him. Then the journey of sin is ended, and our relationship with God and righteousness can begin.